worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Oh my God, this show still exists.
Huh.
You never would have thought after last week. Welcome to a freak accident. I'm Crisco. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Lazy E.
Was relaxed, then work realized I was relaxed, and now they made me stressed.
See? And then we've got Mickey over there as well.
Who was blaming you for not doing the show last week.
That's fine. You're more than welcome to do that. We'll explain why in just a second. First, the website for this show, in case you're interested, is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email address, if you'd like to reach out to us, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. We have a great show lined up today after being gone for 2 weeks unexpectedly. And,
It's only a week.
No, the last episode was 2 weeks ago.
Last episode?
Oh, yeah, technically speaking.
Yeah, in your face. I know how to tell time and do math.
Can that be part of his compliment?
Yeah, well, no, you didn't say.
Yeah, no, we're going to get to that, too, in a minute. Don't you worry.
A minute to a minute.
Yeah, a minute to get to a minute. But yeah, so last week,
What happened was?
Lazy E went on vacation, which you're allowed to do.
Yeah, and it was well documented.
Yeah, yeah. We knew,
I put in the papers.
We knew ahead of time that he was leaving. So Mickey and I were actually going to attempt the legendary, the mystical lineup, which is just her and me, which has never happened in history.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to it. And then, and I still got traces of it right now. I woke up on Wednesday morning, like, deathly sick and lost my voice and everything. So, like, I texted, I was waiting, like, through the whole day to try and see, like, if my voice would come back, if I wouldn't be coughing or having crap drip out of my face in really disgusting manner. If I wasn't like feverish and infectious, and I just thought around like 5 p.m., I was like, this just isn't happening today. So I texted her and told her, we're not recording the show tonight. So obviously, I would then do a best of, except I had no voice from Wednesday until about Friday.
Yeah,
so,
Braille on the radio doesn't really work.
Yeah, no. And I wasn't going to do one of those text to speech things.
So, oh, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And I mean, even I could have, in theory, fallen back on having Lazy E do the introductions to the best of segments.
Ah, vacation.
But my man was on vacation. It was just the perfect storm for an episode to not happen. And it was just so random because I don't get sick either. And I haven't been sick in like 3 years.
And this might be the first time ever in this show's history that a week went by where we didn't have anything.
I think it might have, well, maybe not this show.
No.
On the last show that we did, I think there was definitely a week or two.
Yeah.
A couple times where this
show itself.
Yeah. But I mean, these things are bound to happen from time to time. You know, we have lives and things that occur outside of this. And unfortunately, this was just one of those rare occasions.
It won't happen
again, we promise.
That's why we have the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. You can just download episodes.
Yeah. Go back and listen back to some old ones.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Done.
We're fine. We're still here. Our audience has not abandoned us, we hope, in those 2 weeks. Like, that was the excuse that they were waiting for.
Raise your hands. All right, all three are there.
All right, perfect. That was just us in that mirror.
Yeah. Damn it. We got to stop raising our hands when I say to.
Mickey, I was really looking forward to doing a show with you alone, though.
Well, the mystery lives on.
Yeah.
That was a creepy thing to say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of had a breathy way of saying it, too.
I was looking forward to doing it by ourselves.
What?
I don't know. That's like that's the thing, though, right? Because we've said she and I would kill each other if we were ever alone in a room together. And I don't know. I wanted that to happen on mic.
I think it's just the aura of this show decided that if I'm not here, it's just not happening.
It could be.
So far, prove me wrong.
You've been the only constant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
How about that?
Yeah. So I still got a little bit of a cough.
Yeah.
And I still got a little bit of a nose action going on.
Do you know what I think would make you feel better? If somebody complimented you.
All right, so this is we gotta go back now. This is from the last Yes or BS.
Yes.
Where or the prize was whoever won, the loser was going to have to then.
This was on our last episode that we did.
Was it?
Yeah.
Feels like a lifetime ago already. But the loser would have to then gush about all of these great and you know, expand upon all of the great aspects of the other person.
For 1 minute.
Right. And I actually won. I think it's the first time in the history of this show that I've ever won
twice.
A game.
Yeah.
That I've ever quote unquote won.
Oh, don't lie.
So Mickey then has to talk for a whole minute about how great I am. And the funny thing is, we pointed out this actually was a punishment that we had levied against her like a couple years ago that she never did. She was supposed to post a big thing on social media about how awesome I am. It never happened.
Yeah,
so I asked her on the way up to the recording studio here, like, oh, how much did you write? She said nothing. I'm just going to come up with it off the top of my head. And I am interested in all hell to know what she says, because to be completely honest with you, I can't think of anything.
Neither can I.
I'm saying. So what you could possibly have to say about me that's good?
Do you have a timer?
Yeah, I want a timer here. I only want to be stuck doing this for a minute.
I'll be shocked if you can get to a minute.
Oh, and if you
do you realize how long a minute is?
I know.
If you pause for too long, we're stopping the clock. There's stoppage time.
Okay.
It's like soccer.
All right. I'm getting the timer ready. Wait, stopwatch, right? That's what we're going to do?
Well, that's usually what we do.
Okay.
All right.
So, are you ready, Mickey, to talk about how great I am?
Sure. At least you make fun of yourself on this.
Well, I mean, it's just reality.
Oh.
Now, how am I supposed to compliment him when he downs himself all the time?
Well, that's the whole goal.
I don't know if you guys have picked up on this or not. I don't like myself very much.
Yes, we know. So. We know. All right,
go ahead.
Don't
look at that mirror.
Okay,
I can't help it. You're in there.
Oh, thank you.
Have we hit the start thing yet?
No.
Hit the start thing.
Start.
Okay, so the first thing that I can think of is that you are a wonderful wordsmith, even though it is silly, and you come up with some offbeat things. That is in plenty of episodes that we have a lot of fun with. So you're really good at that.
That was practically an insult. That was practically an insult.
No, give it to her. She's warming up.
It's fun. Fine. I think all of our listeners think it's fun, too.
Okay, fine.
Let's see. You can tell time.
Well, that's an insult. Pause it. How much stoppage time? That's at least 5 seconds of stoppage time. 1 minute and 5 seconds now.
Okay. So when you're not here doing the podcast and we get to see you when you come in from work, you have excellent clothing choices as far as what you wear for work.
Ooh, damn,
so I will give you that much. You do dress well.
Thanks.
Your coif and your hair is always wonderful.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Come on, that's all we refer to it. Is there an actual name for it?
It's hair.
Oh, wait, stoppage?
Yeah, stop the thing for a minute. So is there an actual name for it?
Coif.
Is it a coif?
I don't know if that's
comb
what
over?
It's called.
I don't think it's comb
I think
over.
It's called, it could be called a comb over or a side part, I think.
Okay, maybe. All right.
I don't know.
I like coif. It's a funny word.
I don't follow fashion trends, so I wouldn't know.
All right, back.
Okay. Hold on, I have to think here.
Oh, pause.
Wow. So now it's like a minute and 15 that she's got.
Yeah,
I know. Hold on, I got to think a little.
See what I'm saying?
Here.
I knew she wouldn't even make it to a minute.
Okay, hold on. I got a good one. Even though you don't always hold a job all the time, hold on, I'm getting there.
Wait a minute.
The hell is even that?
What? I don't know. I got it. What?
When you do hold a job, you do a good job at your job, just from what you explained to me, and this is coming from a manager's perspective.
Okay.
So, I know that you do a good job at work, and you do a good job at the real estate that you're trying to start.
Trying.
But you're getting there. We've been, at this 6 months that you've been explaining what you've been doing, and you've been exceeding fairly well.
You could stop.
Yeah. That's
Has it been a minute?
Yeah.
There! Woo!
Thank God.
Now you can make fun of him again.
Yay!
So, I'm nicely dressed. When I'm not an unemployed piece of crap, I do a good job at work, and I have a nice haircut.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See? There you go.
That was good. I think that was as good as you're going to get.
That's probably it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And you missed the wordsmith thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, that, which is kind of a backhanded compliment. Yeah. Because you screw up words all the time, you idiot, and I think it's funny. Thanks.
But it is what we do on the show.
Yeah.
So she's saying you're funny in a roundabout way.
Right.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to make what she said a little bit better. I think you made it more depressed.
Well, thanks, I think. Appreciate it.
We got there far enough. It's good.
You know what? It starts with a minute.
It was more effort than I honestly expected.
See, now, had we done the show last week, I wouldn't have had to do this week because you probably would have been dead.
You wish.
Wow.
You wish. But here I am, still here, coughing, but...
Dying. Yeah.
You tried to push the cough, and now you had to cough more.
I have to try and force it down, but then, like, it tickles. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't hold it back. It's just like every time I talk, it's like right on the edge of forcing out another cough.
The edge of glory.
Something like that.
Gaga taught us about that.
Yeah, so there's a moment on the show you'll never hear again.
Nope.
Unless she loses a game.
And that becomes a punishment again.
Yeah.
But,
it could.
Yeah, wow.
Which they can go back to every episode and hear how I win every game.
Right.
Because it makes absolutely no sense. You guys torture me with
that. I'd like to point out, a couple of episodes ago, she actually paid you a genuine compliment.
She did?
Yeah, that happened. It was like...
Really?
I don't remember this.
It was like within the last couple months.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. Your mind naturally represses bad memories.
Yes.
But she did. She paid you a genuine compliment.
I must have been concussed.
Yeah. Or you were just so shocked.
Yeah.
It was like you went into shock and you don't remember it. Yeah.
Yeah.
CTE.
Wow. Yeah.
Right,
no,
that's
it's lazy E.
Oh. Right.
Compliment the E, CTE. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, play the new thing with Lazy E in it. He found one with Lazy E.
Uh-oh. So if I wasn't here, this is what you could have played.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
Do you now?
Yeah.
It's the mega call.
Oh! Yeah. 9,001 on a good day.
If he only ate a granola bar and a bagel like he did the last couple.
Yeah. Yeah, I was preparing. Camelback.
So we've got Damn It Mickey, Crisco is Terrible, and Lazy E holds 9,000 studs.
Who has the worst now? Me.
Yes. On the show today, it's a beautiful episode that we've got lined up here.
Fantastic.
A new segment has been prepared in which we will be dropping hot, fresh, breaking news. Shattering news.
And also,
glass shards everywhere.
We are going to be feeding you in that news segment with the ultimate nightmare fuel. Oh, this is going to... This is... Ah.
Okay.
Oh,
having to think about complimenting me wasn't bad enough for you? Get ready. It gets worse.
It's a visual, but we'll have a place for you to see it.
Okay. We have a new game we're going to play.
Yes.
We kind of came up with it.
By accident.
Yeah. So it's basically two truths and a lie, but we're calling it Where is the Lie?
Which is exactly what that game is anyway.
Basically, yeah. So you got to figure out what thing is not the truth
about what we say.
So it's going to be the three of us playing this?
Yes.
All right, so Mickey, start preparing two things about yourself that are true and one thing that's a lie. And the idea is the lie shouldn't be obvious.
So can I use the compliments?
Yeah. Oh, I actually think Crisco's pretty cool. We know that's not true. You can't use that as your lie.
It can't be too lazy. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. No, I'm lazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E.
I mean, we know you weren't being honest about anything that you said.
I know.
Oh, wow.
We have a lineup of tweets that are they the greatest pop star tweets of all time?
Yes.
Okay. And two roommates have the most Florida fight ever.
Yeah.
Why is it always Florida?
Because that's where all of the Florida men live.
Although we had our own special person in this area, which we'll talk about in the news segment. Bigot.
That's a NEPA man.
Oh, yeah, that's NEPA.
Yeah.
Or NEPA, wherever you...
NEPA, Northeast Pennsylvania, where we live.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Is he from Shamokin originally? I imagine he probably must be.
No, he was able to speak.
With a brain like that don't work not too good, I would assume he'd be from the coal swath down there.
The coal swath.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing in the news update. Oh, I cannot wait for this. It's after 111 years, this one area is going to be changing their name.
Well, don't spoil it. We're going to get to it.
But it's just what they changed the name.
How about we just get to it?
Yeah, I was going to say, we probably should. Keep your trifling mouth shut and just listen closely.
Oh, I love trifles.
It's a freak accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
News update.
Way more reliable than CNN. We're where Trump gets his news from.
That does not make us reliable.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't at all. No. But we're going to give you news anyway, so whatever.
Nobody tastes eggs and bacon when they're frying. That'd just be dumb. You'd probably burn your tongue. And nobody likes a bigot unless he's crying.
That, I was not expecting the sharp left turn in these lyrics.
Yeah.
He was on America's Got Talent and he just threw out the bigot song.
All right. Well, that's something. This new story coming to you from Scranton, Pennsylvania, our own backyard.
Yay!
And we've got some audio from America's news station, yes. WNEP.
Just 1 week after making controversial comments aimed at a Scranton City Council candidate, Bob Bolus returned to the podium to address the council.
Outside, you have a flag hanging out there, honoring them for what? What purpose? Sexual orientation?
Jessica Rothschild was the top vote-getter in last month's Democratic primary election. Bolus caused quite a stir last week when he spoke not about business regarding the council, but about Rothschild's sexual orientation.
If we allow people like this to come in here and use this forum to try and influence our children and our people
to
follow their gay and queer...
Mr. All right, shut up, idiot.
This
week,
Bolus had even more to say.
I was raised a Catholic. I was raised on principles and values. I don't believe in their values and their principles. And if they don't like it, too damn bad.
Bolus tells Newswatch 16 that he believes she's using her council candidate status to push her own agenda as part of the LGBTQ community.
I'm simply putting out there that if she's going to sit on this council, don't use this forum to... How would I put it? Be a predator group, so to speak, on young children and everybody else to convince them we should do this and do that.
Oh, yeah, you might get the gay germs on you and you'll turn.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, all the windmills that they're building around the United States are blowing gay energy about the sky, and that's what's causing more gay people to happen. I think I heard Alex Jones say something to that effect.
I'm sure
might have seen it in a meme, too, and, you know, you can believe everything you read on the internet.
My brain just hurts.
Now, who the hell is this guy?
He's a businessman.
What business does he man?
I don't think he wants to let anybody know. I don't know.
We should find out and put him on blast.
Bob Bolus, look him up.
That probably wouldn't be too difficult to find out. But yeah, he's mad because one of the councilmen elects.
Yeah, she's. I don't know if she is yet, but
she's a what? She's like a council. Well, yeah, she because so it was
the
a primary. So she has to run against somebody, theoretically. But he's mad because she's gay.
He's mad because she's...
And he thinks she's going to use her position in city council to turn children gay.
Yes. It's a
just
solid,
like Alex Jones was saying that, you know, they put chemicals in the water to make frogs gay.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing.
Aren't Christians supposed to be accepting of everybody? Like, isn't that, like, what the religion kind of... preaches?
I don't know. Read the Bible and come back and tell me.
That's way too much effort.
I do know you're not supposed to judge people.
That's not necessarily true. But
isn't one of the commandments? Oh no, that's
no. One of the commandments.
No, the commandments.
And also, don't eat meat on Sundays or whatever it is.
No,
I'm sorry, that's Friday.
Good job. Would have worked. No, but they
Fridays or Sunday. Just don't eat meat ever. Vegetarianism.
Isn't there one?
It's a backdoor to veganism.
Isn't there one though that you're not supposed to? I don't know. not judge, I guess. It's supposed to be like you can't say someone they're going to hell. Like you can't.
That's not true at all.
It isn't?
No.
I thought there was something along those lines.
No. People take that out of context all the time, but
yeah. I don't know. Well, Mr. Know-it-all.
I mean, I know this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you are supposed to be altruistic and not.
Hey,
be
you
so
know what?
Hateful.
You're not supposed to be a dickbag.
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
That's
what you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, you're supposed to be nice to other people. Be nice to your neighbor.
Yeah.
That person is not.
Yeah, generally speaking, like saying that a person is not allowed in my community because of something like this is not acceptable.
No.
By any reasonable person's moral standards.
Not only that, he's mad because she's pushing a gay agenda. Because she wants
is
to,
she though?
Well, I don't know.
By existing, is that her agenda
no,
to
mean,
continue
apparently.
To exist?
But even if she was pushing gay marriage, how does that affect you?
Isn't it already legal?
I thought so.
That's what I thought too. That happened like years ago, man.
I don't know what states or what I don't know how that works. Like I don't know if there's certain states that don't or if there's certain counties that don't. I don't know how that works.
I don't know either.
Like, honestly, I don't know what
I remember the Supreme Court thing and everybody was happy about it. I mean, I don't know what the actual ramifications of it were because I didn't bother to find out.
Regardless, but. Bob Bolas is a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, on a stage like that, like, I don't know, man. That's the thing. Like, he's showing up. It's the city council.
Yeah, and what kid is... Yeah, they're influencing the kids. You know, after school, when you want to party, you go to the city council to listen to the councilwoman.
Yeah.
That's you know, what they do.
Yeah.
I don't think
you go to the council headquarters downtown. That's where the hottest jams are happening, right?
When I was a little kid, I didn't even know what a councilwoman was. Like I still am not quite sure.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They run the city government.
No, that's the mayor or the governor.
Oh, that's true. Scranton does have a mayor. So yeah. What does the council do?
They council.
They
are they like Congress for the city?
So they
kind
they,
of, yeah.
Oh, wow. I actually got that right. I was pulling that out of
top.
My butt.
Like, I know for Wilkes-Barre, there's six councils, and they run different districts of the city, and that helps what the mayor needs to do. So they hand off, like, this situation's going on in my district. This is what needs to happen, and they vote in on it.
That's boring.
Yeah.
You're
it
boring,
is.
Everybody.
It absolutely is.
Quit boring everyone.
Yeah.
But that's what they do.
Okay. I learned nothing today, but yeah, we'll move on.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's your nightmare.
I can't unsee this.
You know, I saw this on Twitter. It was being shared around.
Yeah, a lot.
I thought it was like a CGI effect. You know what I mean? Because every once in a while, you'll see like a visual effects artist will share like a weird little thing that they did.
Sure.
You know, and it's the baguette moving was like an example of that.
Or I know there's stuff on the iPhone now that you can make an animation say what you're saying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is not.
Yeah, no, this is in Japan. Of course it's in Japan. And Mickey, I'm going to pull it up on my thing so you can see it so I can turn it
What's
to
a
you.
Thing?
My phone.
Okay.
So this guy's name is 442.
Wow, that wasn't offensive. By the way,
his name is 442.
By the way, I looked at our little download numbers. Japan, second most listened to country.
What?
Yeah, United States, then Japan. So they're really loving this.
It's probably because we mentioned Godzilla at one point.
Wow.
They love Godzilla over there.
No, they hate Godzilla.
No, they love Godzilla.
Well, they hated him at one point. They love a Godzilla. No, that's Italian.
Oh, God. He keeps posting more weird stuff.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this guy?
Look what he posted in the beginning. He made this.
Okay, so here you go, Mickey. This is what we're talking about.
This is a coin purse. All right? It's
a
face.
I think I've seen this before.
It really looks like the bottom of a guy's
face. He designed a coin purse that looks like a very realistic human mouth.
And
when you squeeze or pry it apart at the lips, the mouth opens and reveals teeth and a tongue.
I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's gross.
See, I honestly do think this is like some kind of special effect.
It's not special effects. It's just like FX makeup, just a full latex, or if they used dragon skin or whatever.
Or perhaps it's the real bottom of a real head that he sliced off and is now using to hold his money.
That's terrifying. I would never
I
want that.
I don't know if you could taxidermy skin to last that long.
You know what? Here's a challenge for you, Mickey. You're a makeup artist. I want you to go slice off the bottom of someone's head. Not me or Lazy E, though. It can't be us.
Oh, why not?
Slice off the bottom of someone's head and see if you can make one of these things. Like, dip it in lacquer so that it doesn't decay, and then bring it in, and we'll take pictures of it and share it on the internet.
That thing is horrifying.
He had, like, a pen that looked like a finger, too.
Oh. Like, some people just like to watch the world
burn. This dude's chopping up people in his basement and making stuff out of their body parts. That's what's happening.
No, he's making these out of latex, so when they find the other body parts, they're like, oh, this is just his wallets.
You think he cut off somebody's feet and he wears them as shoes?
No, he'd wear them as hats because they're not supposed to be conventional uses of, like, the face and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just logic.
Oh. Come on. He wears boobs on his feet then. Oh, God.
Personally, I think it's a bad name. It's a...
What was that?
I think I got dizzy and I hit the button. Yeah, no, I hit the swastika.
He's drunk with hilarity.
Yeah, I did. I got blurry-eyed for a moment. I should have probably ate.
How in the hell did a town even get this name to begin with?
It was 111 years ago. Even then, that doesn't make sense, but okay.
All right, this is in Colorado, right?
Yeah, surprisingly, this is not a state that you would imagine this would happen, but Colorado.
I mean, why not? This can happen anywhere.
But I mean, like, deep south, I would expect this not to be changed till now.
Okay, this is a subdivision of Cherry Hills Village.
Okay.
Okay, it's not actually its own town. It's kind of like the place where I grew up was called Heavenly Acres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was like a subdivision in the back of Hudson, which is tucked into the back of Plains, which is the township associated with Wilkes-Barre, yada, 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 yada. So it's a subdivision, right? That is called Swastika Acres.
Come to Swastika Acres.
Is that where Hitler hid out after the war?
No, that was Argentina.
Oh, okay.
That's not as catchy of a name.
No.
Swastika Acres.
So,
hail your friends to your house at Swastika Acres.
I mean, so here's the thing. Like, it's not like the kind of thing where much like where I grew up. Now, some subdivisions do have, like, a sign out front that'll be like, you know, oh, Riverview Developments or whatever.
Right.
Like, oh, come in, you know, it's near the river, whatever. You know, Heavenly Acres did not have a sign designating it as such. It was just, like, literally four streets that was a subdivision tucked away there. So I imagine this probably doesn't have a sign out front saying, welcome to Swastika Acres.
You hope, at least.
Sieg Heil and live your life.
No. I'd hate to see what their flag is.
It says, when former NBA star Jason Richardson and his wife bought their four-bedroom house in upscale Cherry Hills Village...
Big disappointment.
This is from the DenverPost.com. They had no idea about the neighborhood secret. The house sits on a quiet tree-lined street where million-dollar homes are tastefully set back with trimmed hedges and winding stone pathways.
How many Jewish people?
Yeah. There is a unique subdivision named Swastika Acres. Yeah, so to be clear, there are no signs saying welcome to Swastika Acres. You won't find it listed as such on Google Maps.
Okay.
So if you zoom in, it won't say Swastika Acres.
But all the houses shadow an interesting shape.
When you get the deed.
Yeah. The name still exists on the deeds of several dozen homeowners, a remaining vestige of an old Denver land company from the early 1990s that predated Nazi Germany.
1890s.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1900s, not 1990s.
No,
okay.
I extrapolated a 9 there. It's 1900s.
I was thinking, I was like, I must have missed a big part of history in 1990.
So yeah, it's an old Denver land company from the early 1900s that predated Nazi Germany.
That still doesn't excuse why you haven't changed it until 111 years
so,
later.
So, yeah, the word swastika now evokes images of Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler, obviously.
You think?
That was one of my favorite things on my own Facebook not too long ago, is I mentioned something about Charles Manson when he died, because I actually saw people, like, lamenting his death, and I'm like, what is wrong?
He had a
meatbags.
Swastika.
He had a swastika carved into his head. There was some idiot who, like, started posting on my thing about how the swastika actually is an old Norse image. Do you remember that?
Nikki Stone.
No, it wasn't her. Oh, she said that too, though?
Remember she tried to get her kid, he drew it into at his school, And she wrote the school a letter. He shouldn't be punished because it's a Norse thing. It's like, yeah, but things change.
Well, yeah. And that was right. Like what I told this guy. I'm like, hey, you know what? When like the clan walks around waving flags, turns out they're just huge fans of Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they're not doing it because Nazis. Not at all. Not even close.
Oh, that was like in my ears yeah. and through my chest.
There's a reason that it has a new connotation now.
Well, right. People have...
So when people draw it in places, they're thinking Hitler. They're not thinking, boy, I sure love the story of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
All hail Odin.
And then they try to say, well, before that, it was about a symbol of power. Before is the
key
white
word. Power.
Yeah. Yeah. White, blue eyes, blonde hair, power.
The name dates almost to Apropos County's origins and is found in the first book of property records. It was named by a corporation called the Denver Swastika Land Company in 1908.
All right.
12 years before the founding of the National Socialist German Workers' Party in Germany that forever changed the symbol's implications. The swastika symbol has been used by cultures around the globe for thousands of years. So this is one of those things...
They forgot.
Like, well, no, this was before.
No, but I mean, now they probably just forgot about it. And it just... No, because they put it on deeds.
Yeah.
So why didn't
they have to print it on every deed. Like, so.
Why didn't they... Somebody go, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 75 years ago.
Says here, yeah. It was the name of this subdivision has existed for 111 years from back when the swastika was a symbol of luck before the Nazis claimed it and turned it into what it is now. And I hate to break it to you, but considering a lot of people died in like the Holocaust and in the subsequent conflicts like World War II, there's people kind of have negative connotations and negative feelings about things related to swastikas. Well, so
I'm kind of curious who was still living in these houses that was like okay with this?
Nazis.
Well, I mean, if you're going to blow $1 million+ to build a house, you're probably just going to pretend that that isn't a problem.
Sure.
So it isn't on signs, it's on people's deeds. Finally, the city council has decided it's time to get rid of that name. And they think they'll be able to get the approval of the residents and weed through all the paperwork and bureaucracy to make it happen sometime this year.
Who that's wouldn't good. Change it?
That's what I mean. Well, I mean, that's one real quick way, I think, which is what Mickey was leading into. Right? It's one real quick way to find out who in your neighborhood needs to skedaddle. Yeah. Because, like, when you go around, like, we'd like to change the names of this to from swastikas. Yeah, no way. No, my Norse lineage will not allow you to soil the good name of the swastika.
I'm eating dinner. I'll sign it later. They had some residents talk about it, like the reaction to whole thing.
Personally, I think it's a bad name. It's offensive, basically, to what happened with the name, with the use of swastika in World War II.
We found it a little interesting, to say the least. It's just because
it's a great conversation starter at our $1 million cocktail parties. Hey, do you know where context, you're standing right now?
I can definitely understand why people would want to get rid of it, just because of, you know, the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
You're knee-deep in swastika acres, my friend.
I just would love to see the commercials to move there.
I think somebody needs to make one.
Oh. I think I might find one this week for next week.
That's right. So come back next week to hear the advert welcoming new home buyers to Swastika Acres.
Oh, boy.
You'll hear it here on A Freak Accident.
Mickey, those are your eyes. They work still.
I'm not sure they do. You or my ears.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're seeing what we're saying? You're freaking me out, man.
The neighbors greet each other every day by going, Heil! Why'd you play this?
Bad decisions.
Oh, okay.
Bad decisions.
I thought this was the kind of song that might be played in a strip club, because that's where this guy was found.
Yeah.
Now, going off of, what's his name, Bob Butts? What was
Bob
that guy?
Bolas.
Bob Bolas. Bob Ballbag, that guy. Going off of his thing, you know, I was raised Catholic, and blah, 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 blah. A Louisiana principal has resigned from being the principal of a Catholic school.
This gets layered. Okay. Catholic school. Remember.
Yeah, remember that.
And
Catholic.
He's resigned.
Yeah, he's resigned.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to dig into these layers now. Hang on.
These are.
This is from the New Orleans Advocate.
This is a layered cake.
Right? His name is Michael Como. He was the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana. Last week, he was one of the chaperones on a school field trip to Washington, D.C.
Beautiful.
Our nation's capital.
That is a, you know what? I always went to like the coal mine tour around here. That is awesome.
Well, on Thursday night,
oh,
he ducked out.
Probably just wanted to grab dinner.
Strip club.
Oh.
Went to a strip club.
Layer one.
Okay. Then he got super drunk.
Layer two.
And refused to pay his bill.
Layer two and three there.
So the club called the cops. He was then arrested for public intoxication, and he almost immediately resigned as principal. He's been principal for 5 years. He came home. He came from another school where he resigned after $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovering donations went missing.
Oh, boy.
We'll just count that as 5, 6, and 7. Oh, and by the way,
what a complicated man he is.
By the way, he was also a volunteer cop or something like that as well.
Oh, good.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure, he never abused that authority at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those Catholic principles, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Thumbs up.
Right.
Nazis.
Sarcastic
and
thumbs up.
Not Nazis, yeah. But.
How dare there be flags?
Flags and.
You're happy clubs. I included an L, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, otherwise you would be the next. News update, Crisco.
Same general feeling, though. Bob Boring, whatever his name is.
Bob Butt.
Yeah. But that actually was a person, though, and I don't want to necessarily say that because you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want his family to write me nasty letters. So
not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Send it to idontcare@getoverit.org.
Jeez.
Hi, this is Arnold, your instructor. Down. Down.
So, Arnold.
Arnold
is now a rap artist. He made his hip hop debut recently, Mickey.
Oh boy.
So other rapper or other actors, incidentally, it's all actors from like that era tried to break through. Like Shaq tried to, Mr. T tried to, but now Arnold has busted out his very first rhymes, and they're not exactly fresh from what I've heard. But he tried. It's from People Magazine. A singer named Andreas Gabalier from Arnold's home country of Austria wrote a song all about him. It's called Pump It Up, the motivation song, and he got Arnold to drop some bars on it. And they include this following brilliance.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? But who, if you believe success will come to you? Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break some rules, not the law, don't be afraid to fail. You have to think outside the box, I say no pain, no gain. I don't wanna hear it can't be done, give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
Of course, he had to say that.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know about you, I feel hell motivated right now. I could climb a mountain.
He sounded like he was singing that.
I could sell a house in Swastika Acres.
Oh, no.
I could pull off the impossible.
It sounds like he was singing that while his like chin was on his hand, and he was just like, hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, dude, have you seen Arnold, man? He is like high energy about everything.
Was high energy?
I think it was. It sounded like he was enjoying himself.
God, if he gets any more high energy, he'll be in a coma.
Like, I don't know. To me, it sounded like he had a smile on his face the whole time he was freaking doing that. He had a blast. It was terrible, but he had a blast doing it.
No words. That might be nightmare fuel.
Hey. Whatever.
It's in our lives now.
I'm going to play that every morning for myself. That's going to be my alarm when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, Hello Nurse is going to love
you. Up next on the show, the new game, Where is the Lie?
Ooh.
We're going to play it on a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
I would never lie to you. I would never lie.
Mickey lies all the time.
Listen to the beginning of the show again.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yeah, no, you can't use any of those things you said about me as your lie. So, you gotta think of something else.
Now I have to actually think.
This is a new game called Where is the Lie? Wherein the three of us, each of us is going to give two truths and a lie, and then the other two have to figure out or take a guess at what the lie might be. Okay? So Lazy E, you're prepared.
Yes.
So I figured you could go first.
You.
Lazy E, you're prepared. That's how we pick things out on this show.
Basically, yeah.
That or we go eeny, miny, meeny, miny, mo, Mickey.
Mickey's going first. Yeah.
All right. You guys ready? Three of things.
Preparation before expectoration.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
All right. When I was young, my nickname was Amu. My first real kiss happened when I was 15. Phone went dead. I've only eaten PB&J once. Where is the lie?
The lie is that your first kiss was at 15?
Yeah, no, let's hear.
I'm going to go with the lie was peanut butter and jelly.
One of you is right. And that's Crisco.
Yeah!
My first real kiss didn't happen until I was 17. Yeah. I've only eaten PB&J once when I was down in Texas. They made me do it.
Interesting.
I don't prefer jelly.
I knew that one. And I think we had talked about that at one point before.
Maybe. We talk about a lot. That's why it was hard to come up with some stuff.
Yeah.
But
what wouldn't Crisco know about me? Yeah. All those conversations in the office all those years.
It's too much. But yeah. I never had jelly before because I always thought it looked gross. When I was young, my nickname was Amu because when my brother tried to say my real name, Adam, he would go, Amu. So everybody started calling me. In fact, just the other day, my friend Neil said, "Hey, Amu." So like, it still sticks.
Oh, okay.
So Crisco, right? Good
All
job.
Right. I'm still trying to think. So Mickey, you're next.
Okay. I've only ever broken one bone in my body.
She only breaks
used
hearts.
To have.
Heart's not a bone; it's a muscle.
This
no,
is true.
You.
I used to have the nickname Mickle the Pickle. I love coffee.
Okay, well, so that's two truths and a lie. I know what one of them...
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, so we're down to 50-50.
I'm going to say it's the nickname.
I'm going to say it's the broken only one bone thing.
Well, one of us has to be right.
No.
What?
Neither of you are right.
You don't love coffee?
You got it.
You drink it all the time.
I don't love it that much, though. I don't even like... It's like a...
That blew my mind. She just pulled a fast one on us.
Yeah.
You're literally constantly drinking coffee.
I'm really not, though. I have a cup a day, and I usually have it at the end of the night for tonight.
Just to live.
So it's only
it
when
is,
we
It really
see
is.
Usually.
It's just to live.
Yeah. You could drink other things for energy, you know.
I try not to.
I believe in nothing anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing's true anymore.
Yeah, no, not
Don't
not
even bother,
that.
Crisco, because everything is false that you said.
Okay, so two truths and a lie about me.
Yes.
All right. When I was a competitive martial artist, I held a world championship for a whole year.
Okay.
I own a piece of radioactive material. Okay. That is currently within this house.
That's terrifying.
And I once owned a mint condition second printing of Action Comics number one, which is the first appearance of Superman.
I'm going to say and hope it's the radioactive.
I'm kind of with you on that one. I think I'm going to go with the radioactive one
as
well.
You think the lie is the radioactivity
just
one?
Just because you nuclear engineer, yeah. Like, it just seems like that just wouldn't be smart.
That's true. You're both wrong.
Okay, all right.
He's leaving.
He's like, I'm out.
No, So with regard to that, I own a piece of Trinitite, is what it's called.
Okay, no, I've heard of that.
It has very, very low... Turn your fan off!
God!
It has very, very, very low traces of radioactivity. But if you held a Geiger counter up to it, it would still tick
like,
a little
yeah.
bit. You would be able to get a reading off of
and
it.
And why do you have that?
It was actually a gift from Hello Nurse.
Oh, okay.
Because Trinitite was formed on the desert floor where the Trinity bomb was detonated, which was the first successful nuclear weapons test in history.
Which is where Murderer desperately wants to go when we go back to New Mexico.
So do I. Yeah, I want to go.
October.
I wanna, you could tour the site. I know they do a couple of tours a year. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I own a piece of it. And it's because when the nuclear explodes, because when a bomb goes off, it literally lights the air on fire. The heat is so extreme that it turned the sand on the desert floor literally to like a type of glass.
Right.
And that's basically what it is. So I have that
that's
downstairs
really
on my show.
Really cool.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. It was one of my favorite things that she's ever gotten me.
Everything else has been junk.
That was like really
including
cool.
The marriage. Everything.
Well, she might say that.
I know she says that.
But so of the other two, since you were both wrong, what do you want to guess was the truth and what do you want to guess was the lie? That I owned a mint condition second printing of Action Comics number one, or that when I was a competitive martial artist, I held a world championship for a whole year.
Mint condition comic, because I don't think you'd get rid of it.
You think that's the truth or a lie?
The lie.
I'm going to have to go with the martial arts.
It was the comic.
Yeah, you wouldn't get rid of that.
Yeah, no, of course not. Even when I was young and stupid, I would never give up a copy of Action Comics number one.
You would either not get rid of that or you'd have a much nicer house.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you're very...
Because that's like a millions of dollars
worth. True on both counts. Yeah, but I was actually a world champion martial artist at one point.
Okay.
That I knew.
You knew that.
Yeah, the last two are where I was like, oh, no.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, he is a huge comic nerd, and I hope to God that he doesn't have something radioactive in his house.
My first guess was going to be the comic book, but then, like, I just wanted so bad for that other one not to be true. Because I was like, oh, God, like, I'm getting itchy.
I can feel it on my skin.
Yeah, I think I'm burning.
This was fun. We should do this again sometime.
We definitely should do
this. I'm not that interesting, though, so I'm going to have to come up with other things that are truths and lies.
See, I had more trouble finding out the lie. I had to try to find a believable lie, I guess you can say.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Well, that's like the fun of that game is you come up with things, you explain things about yourself that would otherwise be like, oh, that's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
And then one thing is not true, but still seems believable despite the other things, you know, that... You know, I usually when I play that game, like at, you know, a new job or something like that, that you do it as like a team building exercise or whatever, I usually include that I have a background in nuclear engineering because nobody believes that.
But you've said that before, so yeah.
Yeah, everybody on here knows that at this point,
yeah.
Including all the listeners. But so, yeah, we'll play that again. We should maybe do one with listeners sometime, too.
Yeah, you know what? You guys send it in, freaks@freakaccident.com. Email it to us or tweet it at us.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to do that.
Well, no, but you could start sending them now. I mean, if you want to, send them now. We'll keep them in an archive.
Maybe. Something. Yeah, we'll figure something out
how to
do that. But, yeah, so that was fun. Next, the top pop star tweets of all time? We'll find out.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Celebrity tweet.
Mickey, are you even still on Twitter?
No.
You deleted it?
There's an account somewhere, but I cannot figure out how to get back on it, and I have not utilized it.
I'm on Twitter.
So am I.
But the thing is, I mainly go on Twitter just to look at stuff. I don't really tweet as much as I look.
Yeah, and for me, it depends. A lot of times, it's mostly just looking to see what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
But we've got a list here from Billboard.com. The top celebrity tweets of all time, ? Is one of them when Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon? Because that just happened this week.
Yeah, now it started a slew of them. Now all these celebrities are trying to challenge each other.
I feel like it should have been in the news segment, maybe.
Wait a minute. No. Wasn't that a thing, like, in the 90s?
Yeah,
like, celebrity boxing with the clay thingamajiggers?
Yeah, they did do it
celebrity
for...
Celebrity deathmatch, yeah.
No. They had celebrity boxing, like, actual celebrities.
Oh, my God.
But the thing about that is like... Everybody's like, oh my God, Dana White said he would host it. It's like, of course he would. It's a lot of money and nobody watches UFC anymore.
Yeah, and he's a sellout, so of course he would do it. And not only that, but Tom Cruise would wreck Justin Bieber. He would beat the crap out of him.
I mean, honestly, well, I guess at first I was going to say Tom Cruise wouldn't do it because he's an A-list actor, but he is a Scientologist and he's crazy.
Yeah.
So he might do it.
He's also, like, he does all his own stunts, and that includes, like, a lot of his fight scenes and things like that. So he is well-trained.
But here's the thing. the Biebs is still alive. What could kill him? He has done
Tom Cruise.
I don't know. He's
crazy.
Done,
can kill anything.
I thought he's done enough stupid stuff that nothing could kill him at this point.
All right, here's our list. We're going to give you the top 20. Number 20 is Richard Marx, 2018. He tweeted, "I misspoke. I meant to say I wouldn't be right here waiting for you." That is in reference to his song, yeah. "Right Here Waiting."
Mm.
That was kind of cheesy.
Yeah. Soulja Boy, 2018. He's not dead.
I know. How about that? Well, as of 2018.
In this world, you either crank that Soulja Boy or it cranks you.
That wins.
I guess.
That's great.
Joe Jonas, 2018. 10 years of Camp Rock, and I'm still bitter we lost.
The movie.
Oh, was that where did they do
like,
a movie?
It's like a Disney.
Okay, the Jonas Brothers.
They had a TV show or something. Like they were all part of a TV show, I think, before the Jonas, or maybe as the Jonas.
Are you both speaking in Chinese right now?
No.
Okay.
Adele in 2016, she was rooting for Leo DiCaprio to win an Oscar, and she tweeted, "Good luck, Leo. Everyone loves you because you're the best. Meet me at the clock anytime, bruv X." That was a Titanic reference.
Oh, I was like, meet me at the clock?
Yeah.
I always thought the Titanic would be dumb to watch.
Who is Schoolboy Q? Moving on. Yeah. Who is Kenny G? No, I know who Kenny G is.
Go give me Schoolboy Q.
Are we playing Jeopardy?
Schoolboy Q said in 2014, "I don't get it. So when Jesus came back, it was in an egg. Dat came from a bunny. I'm lost right now."
That was great. I don't care who he is. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Kenny G tweeted a photo of himself riding a bike with no hands and captioned it, "My hands are for one thing only, playing sax."
I notice how these like cheesy artists and actors from back in the day have like the greatest Twitter feed of all time.
So Cher, 2012, "What is going on with my career?"
She's honest.
This may be my favorite so far. Post Malone. This was in 2018.
That dirtbag.
"Is meatball and fruit?"
There's so many things that are bad with that that it's perfect.
"Is meat and isn't even capitalized. It's all lowercase. Is meatball and fruit."
And fruit.
Diddy, 2009. "Is still up having tantric sex, 12 hours and counting. Let's go, people. You can do it. Just relax, LOL."
He's crazy.
Yeah.
That guy lost his mind a long time ago.
Ashanti. 2010. "How many ladies ain't scared to fart in front of your man?"
Oh, boy.
Yeah, independent ladies.
Rihanna in 2012, "Expletive you, Satan, expletive right off."
Did she think Satan has a Twitter?
Maybe.
Or that he just reads hers. James Blunt, 2016, "If you thought 2016 was bad, I'm releasing an album in 2017. Oh! At least he can laugh at himself.
That, you know, again, all these artists that you forget about have great Twitter feeds. I'm telling you.
Drake. 2010, "I have a crush on Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation, but things might get weird because we have the same name. After all, Drake's real name is Aubrey Graham."
Oh, no. Oh,
Aubrey. That would be weird. Yeah. No, I agree with him.
TLC, 2017. "In response to a fan who asked if TLC has relaxed its policy on scrubs, quote, hell no." They don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that ain't getting no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
I ain't got no scrub.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was talking about the TV show.
They just hate that show so much.
You never know.
Zach Braff can go right to hell.
The eternal reference machine, Mickey.
Kanye West, 2011.
Oh, boy. Yes.
"I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me. Like, oh, great. Now I got to be responsible for this water bottle."
Why can't he be that Kanye again? I liked that Kanye.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, 2009. "Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island?"
That's an SNL skit.
Except he misspelled not. They didn't include the misspelling in this, though. Cher, 2012. Oh. On this list twice. "In response to a fan who asked what she did to celebrate Madonna's birthday, quote, I got a colonic.
Oh. Mm. She doesn't like Madonna, I'm guessing.
Lana Del Rey, 2018, in the middle of a beef with Azalea Banks.
Okay.
She said, I won't not expletive you the expletive up, period. I won't not.
Oh, okay.
I won't not blank you the blank up, period. Right.
There we go.
Throwing down.
Change.
Greatest? These are supposed to be the greatest tweets, right? 50 Cent, 2010. I can't believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich. F this. I'm going home. I don't need this crap.
Is he 14?
Apparently. And number one, Britney Spears, 2011. Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist.
What?
What just happened?
Stream of consciousness.
I guess that's what Twitter's for, but I think she took it a little too far. Two different tweets.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
That deserves it.
That deserves number one. This is why it's there.
It absolutely. I don't disagree with that list right there.
If you have a better tweet, one that you've seen, you can definitely tweet it at us at a freak accident on Twitter.
That'd be fitting.
Yeah, we don't need your emails for your tweets. Just tweet it.
Send it to us on Facebook.
Two roommates have the most Florida fight ever. What does that mean? Well, you'll wish you didn't know, but you're gonna find out anyway next.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
My favorite GIF I've seen recently is like Bugs Bunny sawing the ground, and then you just see Florida break off from the United States and float out into the ocean. Probably if only would. That could realistically happen.
But the thing is, it brings us such joy.
Does it?
The stories?
Maybe.
I love it.
One of my best friends is moving down there. My barber is moving down there. I hate that state. Yeah, I know. Everybody I know is moving to Florida, of all places.
It seems to be a Pennsylvania thing, though.
It's like they think that going and living in a swamp for the rest of your life is sexy. I don't know.
Mm. Go to one of the Carolinas. That's probably nice.
There's a lot of mutants in Florida, man, let me tell you. And this is a prime example.
Yes.
This story right here. This is from T.C. Palm. A 58-year-old woman in Vero Beach, Florida, confronted her 36-year-old roommate last Thursday after he used the bathroom and didn't flush. So left a giant floater in there for her, I'm assuming.
Okay.
It happens. We all forget.
This article goes on to say he's just a let it mellow kind of guy. So maybe not a floater. Maybe he just, but you can't leave that in there because it stinks up the place after a while.
Yeah, no matter how much
even
you spray.
Even the yellow. You can't let that mellow for too long.
Oh, no. Sour.
She's not a fan. But he refused to flush even after she asked him several times. So it started a fight. As these things do.
Is it really hard to push the flushing handle?
Mickey, you don't know. It takes so much effort to do that.
With me, it's fear.
To flush? Oh, you'll clog the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Russian roulette every time. I don't know if it's flowing over after that.
So anyway, it started a fight, and she ended up having to use their plunger to defend herself. Apparently, he spit on her while they were arguing, and she picked up the plunger and started swinging it at him to keep him away.
It's getting more Florida.
Yep. His name is Trovon Patterson, and he's facing battery charges. And this might not be the first run-in they've had. He was Googled, and it turns out he also got arrested last June after spitting in a female roommate's face while she yelled at him for trashing their apartment. It's not clear if it's the same roommate, but it probably is.
What
because these
isn't?
People don't learn.
Mm. What if it isn't?
He just goes around like peeing on everything and not flushing his toilets, and then, it just eventually leads to him spitting on them.
It's a trigger.
You would think at this point a simple Google search, you know, if you're looking at a new roommate, you know, just Google their name, see what comes up. In this case, two instances of urine and spit is probably going to be enough to make me not want to have this guy live in my house.
Well, that was the one thing whenever I thought about, like, back when I was thinking about going to college and all this stuff, and people are like, why didn't you want to go away? I'm like, you don't know that roommate you're going to get.
That's true.
I mean, they could be psycho killer. They could be just gross. They could be weird. or they could spit at you whenever they leave pee. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah. Understandably.
Yeah.
That wraps up this episode of the show. Don't move to Florida. Florida's a bad place.
That's the lesson for today.
Yeah, it's always the lesson. I think that was the lesson a couple of episodes ago, too. But it bears repeating. Florida sucks. Don't go there.
Unless you listen to our show, then you're fine.
Yeah, sure.
Till we get big enough, we can't say that.
I mean, those people need distractions from their miserable lives and the alligators that are always trying to kill them and eat them.
Yeah.
And the swamp people who are trying to kill them and eat them. And this guy who's trying to pee on them and spit on them. And
try to eat them. Right, I don't know.
Yeah, probably at some point, yeah. Yeah. The homeless people who eat your face.
No one flushes toilets. It's madness.
Poo just floats in the streets.
It froze like wine.
Yeah. And now you have Disney World.
The happy place.
Yeah, right. The only place anybody cares about that's filled with smelly tourists.
The Oasis.
Terrible, terrible place. So, yeah. So we'll distract you from that, Florida listeners. And you too. We'll distract you from whatever misery you're going through in your life. We do it every week. And the best way to keep up with new episodes as they're released, assuming they are released, like last week, is to subscribe to our show on whatever social media, but whatever podcasting platform that you use, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, it doesn't matter. Wherever you can subscribe to podcasts, you can subscribe to us and leave us a good review. Every good review helps us climb a little bit higher, and we would love you for that. In fact, send us evidence of you leaving us a good review in an email, and we will reward you somehow. I don't know. We'll arrange for something.
Stickers.
Yeah, stickers, and maybe like a piece of paper with like a lip.
And you'll have to guess who it is.
Yeah, there you go. It's not Mickey, though, because she would never do that crap. The email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. The website is afreakaccident.com. You can find all of our podcasts, every single episode we've ever done in the podcast section. Find links to us on social media in the Connect section. And then next week, come back, a great debate. Does someone in the middle seat deserve both armrests?
You could weigh in on this. We're going to have it up on Facebook.
Yes, we will do that next week. We hope you'll be here for it. Catch you soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I can definitely understand why people would want to get rid of it.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.